The following program is dedicated to the belief that there's always two sides to a story. All the music that you will hear has been chosen by Johnny Rotten and is from his personal collection. The Johnny Rotten Show, the punk, and his music.
Do you resent very much the way that people view you?
No, not at all. I don't care. If they get me wrong, like, that's their problem. Like, just keep it to themselves. When they start going out in the streets looking for me, that's another kettle of fish. It's pathetic of them. Next question.
How many times have you been beaten up?
Loads. Loads. That's just London at the moment. That's the way it is. It's a violent town. It's like... No, I won't say.
Thank you.
Keep that one out of it.
The reason I chose this clip is it's something I remember very vividly from when I was a lot younger. My name's Andy Linehan. I'm the curator of popular music in the British Library Sound Archive. And it was, at the time, really quite a remarkable piece of radio because Johnny Rotten was pretty much the bête noire, the public enemy at the time. And it was quite a brave thing to do, to bring him in, put him on the air on Capital Radio, and give him, in essence, a couple of hours of free time to explore his musical taste, but actually tell the public something about him. And the public didn't really know very much about Johnny Rotten. They just knew the kind of cartoon baddie that he was supposed to be. And in this programme, he comes across really well, articulate, intelligent, and he explains what it's like to be Johnny Rotten in a very, very confused and at times violent period. And I thought he came out really well from it, played some fantastic music. And I was delighted at the time because one of the tracks he played, the first track he played, was a track by Tim Buckley from one of my favourite records. And I never thought in a million years that Johnny Rotten would like that track.
Now you want to know the reason. Why I cheated on you. Well, I had to be